Welcome back to yet another Emergency Buckeye Talk. Doug LaMaurice and Bill Landis from Cleveland.com here with you after a lot changed Friday in the Ohio State situation with Urban Meyer, Zach Smith, and the Buckeyes. Urban Meyer released a statement. Zach Smith did an interview on a Columbus radio station, another interview on ESPN. We have several stories up at Cleveland.com. Bill Landis, your story at Cleveland.com was what changed? Lay the groundwork for our friends here at Buckeye Talk on what changed with this situation on Friday evening.
Well, a couple things. It's hard for me to figure out what is the most important, and I'm torn between two. It's and I guess it's Urban Meyer's admission that he knew about the accusations or the allegations against Zach Smith in 2015, but we also found out from Urban Meyer and both Zach Smith, Urban implying it, and then Zach Smith saying it directly, that Gene Smith also knew about these. The athletic director also knew about these allegations back in 2015. So I'm torn on which one of those two pieces of information is actually the most important new piece we learned on Friday night. And then beyond that, we also learned that there was some communication between Ohio State and the Powell police in regards to the investigation into the alleged abuse against Zach Smith. Zach Smith did not say Urban Meyer talked directly with police, but he did say that Gene Smith found out from the Powell police, and Gene Smith actually let Zach Smith know that Zach was being investigated for this, and then that the university was aware that a police investigation was going. So three key pieces of information that we didn't know yesterday, and one huge one as it pertains to the investigation, and the one question they were looking for an answer for is whether or not Urban Meyer knew, and he told us on Friday night that he knew.
So that's a good breakdown for people. I think we just, again, I stated it earlier, we're trying to guide people through this. Bill, in your opinion, as we sit here now, let's break this down in a couple things. Do you think, is Urban Meyer in a better situation now than he was 12 hours ago? Or is he in a worse situation now? Because I will tell you, there are people writing that now things are worse for him, and that is not my instinct on the read here. What do you think?
Yeah, I honestly don't know quite how to read it. I think he perhaps covered himself a little bit. Urban did. I don't know if that in the end means he is in a better position as it relates to him keeping his job than he was before he released that statement on Friday. But at the very least, it would appear that at Ohio State, he is no longer the one that people can claim is culpable for this. What he had to report and what he didn't have to report, what he knew and what he didn't know. I think it was messy. I thought the way it all came out. I think what I feel is that. Urban possibly made it a little better for himself, but maybe made it worse for Ohio State. And what's bad for Ohio State, not necessarily is good for Urban Meyer as it pertains to them wanting to keep him employed. So I don't really know if I've been moved one way or the other. I think I'm kind of still where I was, you know, 2 days ago when we talked about this, that it's, I'm having a hard time seeing a way in which he keeps coaching Ohio State. And I certainly don't feel moved to say that I'm any more confident that he'll be that coach.
I do think it's an important move that I think previously you could see a path where maybe it would be that Urban Meyer made a mistake and Urban Meyer's gone. And that's separate from Ohio State. The fact that Gene Smith is involved, as you have touched on, brings Ohio State and Urban Meyer together. They're kind of in the same boat now. That if he reported it and Gene Smith knew about it, then this is not a rogue coach. And this, to me, is a clear, and I'm going to put in a caveat here. I'm believing Urban Meyer. I wrote this. I believed him 10 days ago when he said he didn't know anything about 2015, and everything I said and wrote since then was predicated on that belief. He said he didn't know. So if he's saying he didn't know and we don't have proof that he knew, I'm going to go by he didn't know. That turned out to be wrong. He did know. But once again, I'm going to believe him because we don't have proof to the contrary. And in the end, I think we will have proof. So if it's wrong to believe him again, other things will prove that. Right now, we don't have that, so I'm going to believe him. And I'm going to believe that if he reported it and Gene Smith knew about it, they're in the boat together now. In 2011, Jim Tressel's biggest problem stemmed from the fact that he didn't tell his boss. That's not the case here. So this immediately is a divergent path from 2011. That was a major issue then that right now seems like that issue is solved. Urban Meyer did not hide this from Ohio State. And as this relates to his duties to Ohio State, that is a very big deal. So that's an important part of this. And now, Bill, I feel like, and this is what I wrote, what do you think? I think it's down to, should Zach Smith have been fired in 2015? What else is at play here? What else matters here if you believe what was said today? Urban Meyer knew, Urban Meyer reported, Urban Meyer's boss knew. To me, all that's left is, why did they keep Zach Smith on staff? If you think it's reasonable they kept him on staff because there were no charges, and you shouldn't fire someone if he's not charged with anything, that's one side. If you think that charges are sometimes hard to bring in domestic situations, and that this was a woman who had now twice alleged abuse to Urban Meyer, and yet Urban Meyer kept him on staff, and in some way that is enabling an abuser, that's now on Urban Meyer and Gene Smith, and we can discuss whether it's on more on Ohio State now and Urban's in the clear. Like, hey, I don't think Urban's in the clear because he's still the boss of the football team. But if you think he's an enabler, then that's a huge problem for Ohio State. I think it's the viewpoint of how you view the decision to keep Zach Smith, and I'm not sure there's anything else at play. Bill, what else is at play that I'm not thinking of?
Well, I think as it pertains to the investigation, I think you're basically right. One major question has been answered, and as long as what Urban said about reporting it up the chain to the proper people and Gene Smith knowing about it and being in communication with the police, as long as that is all true, then I just don't see an avenue where the investigation comes back and says something to the contrary of what's been out there. I do think, and I said this when we discussed this the other day, that maybe not an under-discussed portion of this because the allegations are more serious and the investigation matters more, but doesn't the PR of this matter too? And that's what I keep thinking about when I said earlier about me leaning more towards him not being a coach. It's not that I think they should do that, and it's not that I don't believe Urban Meyer. It's that I can't get the PR hit that's already been taken by Ohio State out of my head. And there are a lot of people who aren't Ohio State fans, who don't have any stake in the program, or who just don't like Urban Meyer, who already view him as an enabler of a domestic abuser, and it doesn't matter what he says. And it doesn't matter what the investigation reveals. And Ohio State would have to be willing to live with that moving forward. And the people that Ohio State hopes will invest money into the program would have to be able to live with that moving forward if they keep Urban as head coach. And that is not a small consideration in my mind. So I think we're more on a path to the investigation revealing that Urban Meyer did what he was supposed to do. I don't know if that would outweigh the PR hit that's already been taken by Ohio State and what they would have to deal with moving forward if they kept him on as head coach.
And so I think I agree with that because to me, that's part of this. That's part of what I talked about, that when I say it's all about should Zach Smith have been kept on the staff after 2015. It's the view of that, and your view of that may be affected how other people view that, right? So in the end, it doesn't matter what you think or I think or any fan thinks. It matters what the Board of Trustees thinks. Do they want him to be the coach? It matters what President Michael Drake thinks. It matters what the decision makers at Ohio State think. They did not fire him. A lot of this is no longer in dispute. We know what the deal is, and now they have to decide whether Gene Smith and Urban Meyer acted appropriately or if they view that not firing Zach Smith was a failure by Gene Smith and or Urban Meyer. And I think their view of whether that was a failure or not, and a failure that could lead to a firing, that view is influenced, at least in part, by public perception and by the PR hit they would take, whether they take this action, fire people, or this action, don't fire people. So I think I agree with you, and it sounds like we're on the same page, that it centers on this single question, and within this single question, it matters how that looks. And so I think we're pretty much down to that.
Yeah. The one thing I maybe it's an unfair question to ask you, because again, to repeat it, you and I are not lawyers. We are not experts in the language of contracts. It does feel like to me that Urban Meyer has at least gained some ground, and probably some significant ground, in terms of Ohio State being able to fire him with cause.
That is,
would you agree with that or disagree with that?
I do agree with that, because a lot of what we were talking about, and I want to get to this next. We spent a lot of time and energy trying to decide if Title IX covered this, if Ohio State's sexual misconduct policy covered this, and we believe it did. The clause in his contract that clearly required him to report these things, we wasted, and I think it is wasted. We wasted a lot of time and energy discussing if he didn't report it, did he have a duty to report it? And like under what statute and under, is it for cause or without cause if he didn't report it? And it's like, well, he reported it. So if he reported it, it doesn't seem like he broke his contract in any way. So if he didn't break his contract, then you're firing him without cause. So that's it. That's it. So yeah, I think he has gained ground in that. I think that clearly if he is not the head coach anymore, there is clearly going to be a settlement involved. This is not just you're fired, see you later, no money. But he has also tied himself to Ohio State much more. You cannot separate them now, because Urban Meyer and Gene Smith were both talking to Zach Smith about this in 2015. So Landis, this is what I want to get into a little bit, and this is a side issue. If you're listening to this and you're concerned with the nuts and bolts of the case and what we think about Urban Meyer and Ohio State going forward, let's wrap up with this, and then we'll get into some blabbing. And if you don't want to listen to the blabbing, that's fine. Bill Landis, who is in more trouble right now in your mind, Urban Meyer or Gene Smith?
Oh, yeah, probably Gene, at least as things have been portrayed to us right now. We haven't heard from Gene, so I'm a little hesitant to definitively say that Gene knew, but Urban Meyer and Zach Smith, both in their remarks on Friday, said that Gene knew. So if it's a question of why wasn't Zach Smith let go of in 2015, and like the boss of the athletic department knew that, then I think it's a little more on Gene now than it is on Urban, at least more than I thought a day ago, because we hadn't really talked about Gene before today.
Yeah. I do think something that's unclear to me is whether Gene Smith knew about 2009. Do you think that's unclear at this point?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. We don't know. We haven't, and that's the difficult part about having not heard from Gene is what they did, because every coach gets vetted when they hired him. So what did they know of 2009 when Urban tried to hire Zach in 2012?
So Urban Meyer did know about both. So I do think one part of this is that we know that Urban Meyer knew about something in 09 and something in 15. So I think it's easier if Gene Smith only knows about 15 and Urban Meyer never told them about 09, it didn't pop on a background check when Zach Smith was hired here in 2012 because there were no charges, and somehow Gene Smith in 2015 was not told, well, this came up at Florida too. I think that changes things. Urban Meyer knew about both. I think there are a lot of people making points about allegations are not charges. You can't fire someone on allegations. I think there is some point to be made that when something happens twice, you take those allegations even more seriously. I don't think in domestic violence that you just get to say there's no charges. Oh, well, that's it. That is not the end of that discussion. It can be very hard to get charges. It's a very complicated issue. But I think when Urban Meyer, at the very least, and maybe Gene Smith, we don't know, when people see a pattern, well, this guy had an issue in 09 and he had an issue in 15. And again, you know, that police report in 09, it's something. Something happened. There was a dispute that got physical in some manner. I think that's more of an issue. So to me, that's something. But again, we can get tied up in the words and who hasn't talked and who has talked. The investigation's going to find that. They're going to ask Gene Smith those questions. They're going to ask Urban Meyer those questions. If you knew about both, why didn't you consider it a pattern? Gene, did you know about 09? Urban, if Gene didn't know, why didn't you tell him about 09? Why didn't Ohio State discover this on a background check in 2012? They're going to get into all of this. So there's going to be resolution there, I think. Where Urban Meyer is, and I think Gene Smith and Urban Meyer are about on equal footing now. I think there are some people who are saying, like, Urban's in the clear. He told his boss he's in the clear. I don't think it's that simple for Urban, for the reasons that it happened twice, for the reasons that he's still in charge of the football team, for the reasons that he has this close personal relationship with Zach Smith. I think telling people at Ohio State is a big, major, important thing. That's a question answered. I don't think that's it. How much more do you think Urban Meyer will keep his job compared to 12 hours ago, what you thought? Do you think he went from 30% chance to keep his job to 80% chance to keep his job? Like, what would you say in there?
Yeah, not quite that much, or definitely not that much. I don't know. I said on a couple of radio shows, and I think I said it the other day, that there are three resolutions to this, and two of them end with Urban not being the coach. So I guess I was like 33, 33, 33. One of those, maybe I'm a little closer to 40 or 50 now that he keeps his job. I'm still not ready to flip it all the way over in favor of saying he's going to be Ohio State's coach, but I do think he helped himself. So that he helped himself, I think you have to give a little more credence to the idea that he could be the head coach. So if I was at 33% or 30-ish percent, I'm probably closer to 40 or 50% now.
Okay. Okay, I think that's fair. I think I might put it at above 50% that he sticks around. It's interesting to read the characterizations here. There was a question I was going to ask that people are talking about it. Do you think it's coincidental that Urban Meyer released a statement and Zach Smith started doing interviews within about an hour of each other, and both of them brought Gene Smith into the equation? Is that a coincidence, or do you think there could be some coordination here and some kind of plan to make it clear? You know what? I'm not going to ask you that, and here's why. People are asking that question. I think people are saying, oh, this is a coordinated plan by Urban Meyer to do this, and they wanted to put it on Gene and put it on Ohio State. People were going to find this out. Right? In the investigation was going to find out that Gene Smith knew. So Urban Meyer and Zach Smith didn't do anything except tell the public things that the investigation was going to find out, and the investigation was going to make public. So whether it was a coordinated campaign or coincidence, the bottom line is Gene Smith is involved in this to a degree that we did not realize before. That's a fact. How it came out, when it came out, matters 100 times less than that it was a fact. So I just read another headline from somebody talking about sort of that, oh, now they pinned it on Ohio, they're pinning it on the administration. You know what? Again, that's words. The administration was going to get involved in this anyway. They're doing an investigation. This is just something that came out now, and it's, Gene Smith's not in more trouble because this is public. He's in the same amount of trouble or not trouble he would have been whether this was made public or not. If we got a report at the end that said Gene Smith knew and nobody ever knew that before, that was going to be in the report because that's what happened. So I'm not going to ask the question because I think all we're doing is guessing. We're speculating. We don't know. And in the end, it doesn't matter. Let's get into this. And this is really the babbling part. If you don't want to hear us babble, turn us off. The idea that Urban Meyer didn't tell the truth about this at Media Days, a lot of people are hung up at that. the thing in the end, and it's just it's not frustrating. I just think it's I'm making an observation. I have people on Twitter calling the media fake news, criticizing us for the things we wrote, saying we jumped to conclusions. And here's what I say. And also saying there are people who are saying fake news, criticizing the media. We've done a bad job. They're saying that while simultaneously saying Urban Meyer doesn't have to tell you guys anything. Who cares if he lied to the media? People lie to the media all the time. I've seen numerous people tweet, if every coach who lied to reporters got fired, there'd be no coaches left. So here's my point about that. And I'm not going to go on a big rant about the state of journalism today and how the media views it. I just want to say this honestly to anybody listening. We work for you. We're trying to give you correct information. If you view us as fake news for the way that we have covered the Urban Meyer saga so far, our coverage was affected greatly by the fact that Urban Meyer didn't tell the truth 10 days ago. And if 10 days ago he would have said, I knew about it, I reported it, my boss knew about it, he would have changed the entire discussion for the last 10 days. He would have changed. There would have been a lot of things that we never would have written. I tried to say, Bill tried to say the whole time, we're sticking to the facts. We're having opinions and analysis based on the facts. Some of those facts we can't know. We're treating as what people involved are saying. We're treating that as fact. Urban Meyer said he didn't know. And so when the discussion was, how couldn't he know? Why didn't he report? Should have he reported? That came about because directly because of what he said and didn't say 10 days ago. So I just, that's a little frustrating to me that if you view us as fake news, anything that was fake was because of what Urban Meyer said. So then you can't say it doesn't matter that he lied. When people say things, we go by them a lot of times while we try to investigate it. And I just wanted to get your take, Landis, on sort of that situation. I'm not blaming Urban Meyer. I'm not mad at Urban Meyer. I'm not personally offended by Urban Meyer. I don't think Urban Meyer should be punished for lying to the media. I agree with that. People lie to the media all the time. It's the way it goes. I get it. But I'm just telling you, when you lie to the media and maybe misstate or whatever, he apologized for that on Friday. He said he failed in that regard. And because of that failure, a lot of stuff got said and written that wouldn't have been said and written otherwise. What was your just analysis of that part of this, Landis?
Yeah, I think I mostly agree with what you said. And I guess we can't speak for everyone who's been covering this. And I think you and I would agree that some portion of the coverage of this has taken a few leaps, a couple steps forward than maybe it should have without the accurate information needed to do so. I think what we've done and release what we strive to do is report what we can and report only what we can verify as fact, and also treat what people said, like you said, treat what people said as fact. And that's all we've done. I don't think we've speculated really on anything. I don't really think we've offered much of an opinion on anything, to be honest. I think we've just tried to analyze the information that we had at hand and didn't try to take it any step further than that. So if people are unhappy with the information we've put out, then I agree with you. I think they should consider where it came from. And part of the information where it came from Urban Meyer's mouth. All we had to go off of was what he said at Big Ten Media Days last week. And now he said something different, so we're going to go off that. I think that's the fair way to approach it. I understand it's a sensitive thing for a lot of reasons, and people get upset about it very easily. But I would hope that they would understand that at least you and I, as we cover this thing, are not out to get anybody. We're just out to report the information that we have and what we believe to be true, so that people can get the right information about this stuff. So I agree with what you said. And I think there are people who realize that, and I bet a lot of our listeners realize that. But you and I, as much as we have not tried to opine about this. We've tried mostly to just provide information in a factual and fair way.
And listen, we're going to opine about, well, if he does get fired, who might be the next coach and what kind of job would Ryan Day do and stuff like that. But like the ins and outs of the case, I do think, and we've said this along the way, I think some people have leapt to Urban Meyer's a terrible person, which I don't think is fair and I don't think is accurate. Nobody's all good. Nobody's all bad. And I do think Urban Meyer hurt himself, damaged himself at least for 10 days in the court of public opinion by not saying what he said Friday last Tuesday. That's his prerogative. Again, you're not under oath when you're talking to us. But now I'm seeing people say all these people jump to conclusions. See, that's why you wait. And it's like, we asked him, Bill. We asked him. And every word.
Nine times.
Every word he said about this that mattered in Chicago was asked by us. And so we're not angry. But we're just telling you, like, if you're mad at us, you staked him out at 8 o'clock in the morning to try to get his explanation. You asked the very first question in the podium news conference that led him to the answer that he said, like, who's creating this story about 2015? That was your question. When we went back, I asked him, I prefaced my questions by saying, I'm trying to clarify this. I think we want to have no ambiguity around Zach Smith. Can I ask you some questions to clarify? And instead, it got murkier. And so, you know, we can handle that. Like, that's part of the job. We're fine. We're not mad. But Urban Meyer clouded the waters when he could have made it a little more clear for the last 10 days. Anything else? What are we missing here, Landis? Is there anything else?
I did want to ask you, like, as it pertains to that conversation, And I think we would agree, and most people would agree, like, a coach is not going to get fired for lying to the media, nor do I think a coach should get fired for lying to the media. Like, within reason, it depends on what you're lying about, I guess. But certainly what's happened to this point, like, I don't think Urban should be fired for being misleading or misspeaking or whatever however you want to label what he did at Big Ten Media Days. But I did see some people equating lying to the media to lying to the public. And I was wondering what you thought of that and if that should matter at all to Ohio State.
Like, in the big picture decision, I think by the time they make the decision, that's going to be enough in the future. It's going to be an even smaller part of it. Again, I think some people are going to say what his statement Friday was just covering his butt and it's disingenuous and all that stuff. I thought the statement Friday was reasonable. He said, I should have spoken with more compassion about domestic abuse, which is also something that he did not take the opportunity to do 10 days ago, which I think was necessary. He needed at the very least to acknowledge that this is a terrible thing and that it's to be taken seriously. And whether he knows about this or that or whatever, it's terrible for anyone to have to be faced with this situation, regardless of the details. He included that Friday. He did include that 10 days ago. The fact of the lie or the misstatement or whatever it was, I think in the end it will be a minor thing. I think that's more about him. That will come up the next time someone doesn't believe what he said. They'll have proof of him saying something that wasn't true, right? But I don't think that's the kind of thing that will hang on him a little bit. I don't think that would be a reason, extra reason, that they would fire him or big enough in the public view for Ohio State to take it into great consideration. Because again, the major issue here is how they handled an employee accused of domestic assault. In the end, that's it. All right, Landis. So
I agree with that.
You're not in my basement. I'm in my basement on my daughter's computer because my computer absolutely bombed. This is what happened to me tonight. I was eating in the basement. My wife brought me the dinner because I did not have time to go eat with my family. I'm eating chicken, sweet potato fries, and green peppers in my basement. A piece of green pepper gets stuck in my throat, not that I'm choking, but to the degree that it's like initiating my gag reflex. So I have to run upstairs and I start like gagging and half puking into the toilet because there's like a piece of green pepper stuck in my throat. So my wife had to look up like what you do in that situation. And I was supposed to drink, I guess, a carbonated beverage, and I already drink 180 ounces of carbonated beverage a day, so that wasn't a problem. So I got that taken care of. I no longer had green pepper stuck in my throat. I came back down. I sat in my chair. I picked up my computer, and my screen went black, and my computer was dead. And that was my five-minute window of, this is what happens when I'm two-thirds of the way through writing my Urban Meyer column. So someone did not want me to write that.
At least the computer died and you didn't.
Yeah. Given the two choices, I guess it worked out okay. So yeah. That's an emergency Buckeye talk. We do want to give a shout out. As always, this is a difficult situation. We're jumping on with emergency Buckeye talks. We do it on a regular basis every Wednesday. And we want to make sure we give a nod to our friends, our loyal sponsors that help us do this. They help us bring you information. And that's shopohiostate.com, the Barnes & Noble University bookstore. And those are our new friends at Minuteman Tickets. They're our ticket guys. Let them be your ticket guys. Theater, concerts, sports, Minuteman Tickets, Ohio-based, great selection in Columbus and Cleveland. Go to MinutemanTickets.com. We appreciate their support. We appreciate you guys listening to us. Landis, is that it?
For now, until Saturday.
Yeah, until the next thing happens, and when it does, we will write about it at cleveland.com/OSU, and whenever possible, we will bring it to you here on Buckeye Talk. Get subscribed on Google Play. Get subscribed on iTunes. You guys who listen, you know what to do. So for Bill Landis in his house, I'm Doug LaMaurice in my house. Thanks to you guys for listening to this emergency Buckeye Talk podcast. And that was Buckeye Talk.